In this bulletin, a record high number of coronavirus cases reported in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia to exit lockdown tonight. And in sport, Australia's Olympic medal pursuit continues today at the Tokyo Games in Japan. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The New South Wales Health Minister expects more coronavirus deaths are likely as case numbers in the state surge. More than 170 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the past day, and two individuals have died on Monday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has confirmed both of those who died in Sydney were unvaccinated and aged in their 80s. Minister Brad Hazzard says he's requesting more Pfizer vaccines, and he's urging communities to be highly cautious.
The more people who get the virus, the more deaths we will have. And as we saw very sadly the day before yesterday, a young woman only 38 years old with no other illnesses died.
And the New South Wales government has confirmed stay-at-home orders for the Orange, Blaney and Cabon Council areas will be lifted on Wednesday. The Health Department has recorded no further cases of community transmission for the past week after an earlier coronavirus infection was identified on July the 20th. A Sydney delivery driver infected a local factory worker and then visited multiple venues, triggering the snap lockdown this month for about 60,000 people. From Wednesday, these regional locations will be living under the same restrictions as the rest of the country, New South Wales, as the state manages its COVID-19 outbreak. And South Australia's COVID-19 lockdown is scheduled to end this week, giving the state more freedoms from Wednesday. No new local cases have been recorded, so the state is opening up again with some restrictions still in place. Face masks must be worn in high-risk settings, and density limits will apply, allowing one person every 4 square metres. High school students and teachers are required to wear masks when they return to class, and home gatherings will be capped at 10. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says masks are highly recommended in workplaces. Sports training can return while competitions remain on hold, and fitness centres must reduce their numbers. And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced the state's fifth lockdown will end at midnight tonight. The five reasons to leave home will be scrapped, and schools will reopen, as will all community sport. Hospitality, retail and gyms will open subject to strict capacity restrictions. However, visitors won't be allowed into homes and mask wearing will remain mandatory. Mr. Andrews says he knows that will be hard but necessary to curb the risk of transmission. Victoria reported 10 new local COVID-19 cases today, all of which are linked to current outbreaks and were in quarantine throughout their infectious period. The federal opposition is questioning why the government has failed to secure enough vaccine supplies and criticised the reported delay of the Novavax supplies until 2022. The government has ordered 51 million doses of Novavax, which can be made offshore and imported, but can also be produced in Melbourne on request. Some experts are also pushing for Australians under 40 to access vaccines such as AstraZeneca, which can be obtained with medical consultation. Labor's Treasury spokesperson Jim Chalmers says the Prime Minister needs to rectify the vaccine situation and correct the government's costly mistakes.
We need to get more people vaccinated. Places like this are ready, willing, able to do the work. We need Scott Morrison to do his job and to provide those vaccinations so that we can avoid some of these costs to the economy.
In other Australian news, Federal Minister Linda Reynolds concedes change is needed in Parliament in the wake of her former staffer Brittany Higgins' rape allegation. The Cabinet Minister is promising to take part in respectful workplace training being provided to all staff and politicians to change the culture. Senator Reynolds has told Sky News the case of Ms. Higgins has shone a light on workplace practices after she complained about a male colleague.
I've been working in and around the building for 30 years, and I know firsthand that change is needed. So I think that it has been a welcome catalyst.
To sport now, and two-time Olympic medalist Jessica Fox is eyeing off another win at the Tokyo Games. The 27-year-old is hoping for a gold medal when she competes in canoeing. The three-time K1 world champion won silver in London and bronze at Rio 4 years later. And swimmer Kayla McKeown has scored a gold medal in the 100-metre backstroke final. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow now. Showers in Perth, 18 degrees, much the same for Adelaide, 15 for you. A windy day in Melbourne, a shower or two, 16, much the same for Hobart, 15. Rain in Canberra, 13 for you. A partly cloudy and windy day in Wollongong, 24, much the same for Sydney, also 24. Similar conditions in Newcastle. Fine weather in Brisbane, 25 for you. Sunny in Cairns, 28, and a little bit of humidity about in Darwin. A mostly sunny day, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.